Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Jimmy the James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. I'm very excited. I'm in a good mood. I've got my audio all figured out last week. You know, ever since I moved, something wasn't quite right with the audio of the show. And I figured it out. I'm in a good mood. I've got this back. Hear that? My clicky keyboard. Right. I am a huge fucking dork, and I don't care. That's right. I've got a... This thing weighs... It's got to weigh, like, 10 pounds. This old IBM Model M keyboard from, like, 1987. Very sturdy. I could really smack a bitch across the side of the face. Hey, by the way, speaking of smacking bitches, I got a great link to a video. This was sent in by DV listener Michael, and I posted it on my wall. It's called The Golden Age of Broad Smacking. And just features clip after clip after clip of guys smacking women in the face. You know, these are all from movies and stuff, not real life. You know, Ronald Reagan smacks a broad in this video and stuff. It's very good. It's all set to the tune of I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. You should really check it out on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/distortedview. I have got some great audio to share with you today. First up, DV listener Seldom wrote in. Seldom writes, "Hey Tim, I live on in quiet..." It's like a Sextastic Tuesday story. My listeners are idiots. "Hey Tim, I guess he's trying to say I live on a quiet Leave It to Beaver neighborhood. Or live in a quiet... I don't know, whatever. The family across the street from me moved on and sold their house to a local slumlord. So now my once peaceful street has become a breeding ground for crackhead welfare scumbags. The house was split up into three apartments and a each." And each, I think, is what he's trying to say. But we'll read it as he wrote it. "And a each had one or two parents and two to five kids each. They all hate each other. It's all fucked up. Here is some audio of them fighting last summer over a basketball breaking one of the psycho's windshields. Love the show. Listen for 3 or 4 years now." So there you go. Thank you very much, Seldom, for writing this in. Here are a couple of dirtbag neighbors fighting one another.
Oh, big man!
Yeah, fuck you, you bitch!
Knock it off!
Your fucking son's fucking broke my windshield!
Oh, my sons aren't the only ones that play on this!
Doesn't that woman sound like Brandon's mother?
When you flood that fucking bathroom, say something!
Okay.
I love her. All right, it might be the same moment, I don't know. All right, let's continue on here with the audio.
Oh, my sons aren't the only ones that play on this! See,
see! Now he's dead, Cody, broke
it! Okay, he wasn't even here.
Yeah, he was, he came up the stairs!
You are psycho.
No, you're a fucking psycho whore.
That's psycho whore.
You wanna call me a whore? Come on, Stacy, right now! Bring Stacy! You don't need this shit! We need to live here in the house!
Assault me!
Go! Upstairs! Go upstairs! I don't need this shit!
Get in here.
Fucking punk bitch!
I don't
get
need
in.
This shit! Somebody
no.
Fucking Christ!
That guy is psycho.
Oh. But I don't think Stacy's done, though. Stacy, I guess Stacy's the guy.
Yeah, it broke bad.
Oh, a little crack, Stacy.
Oh, fuck yourself. That little crack. It goes all the way above the
top
of my fucking
roof. Don't
even let you guys. We can all talk sensitive. Me and them are talking sensitive. You can
talk sensitively.
Calm down.
He's a little drunk. We can all talk sensitively.
Oh, don't even start with me.
Stop it.
Retard.
Go back inside.
Retard.
Don't tell me.
I know one thing.
Inside.
Handling it this way
exactly.
Isn't good enough.
I agree with you. You and you both.
Let's just have him come down.
And yeah.
Go from there.
Go from there. Now stop.
Handle it like adults.
Yes, I need to.
Yes, handle it like adults. There you go. Well, thank you very much, Seldom. Great clip.
This is such pure bullshit.
I know. Moving on, Super Melty and his girlfriend, Sabby, or something, sent in a very unique foot fetish clip. This is where a guy is pouring hot sauce on his feet. Well, I don't know. Make it burn, tingle?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Hot sauce on feet. Oh, yeah.
It's very hot.
Oh, yeah. Look at that fucking hot sauce. Oh, yeah. Oh, the hottest sauce all over the feet.
I mean, what can you say? Obviously, this is some sort of fetish video. You got to talk sexy about the feet, but really, you're just pouring hot sauce on your feet. What more can you say? It's the hottest sauce I could find. It's so red on my feet. So wet and hot.
Oh, the hottest sauce all over the feet. Oh, man, my feet are so fucking hot. God.
Well, not to brag, but I must say my feet are fucking hot.
Fucking hot. God. Look at the fucking hot sauce on my fucking feet. They'll burn your fucking tongue if you eat this hot sauce feet.
If you eat this hot... Oh, I guess if you put the hot sauced feet in your mouth.
If you eat this hot sauce feet.
If you eat this hot sauce feet. What an idiot.
If you eat this hot sauce feet. Oh, yeah. Dropping loads all over my hot sauce feet. Oh, you're Tabasco, Louisiana hot sauce.
The dropping loads guy doing this video.
Oh, yeah. Dropping loads all over my hot sauce feet. Oh, Tabasco, Louisiana hot sauce all over these southern fucking feet.
All right. Thank you. People will jerk off to anything. Just ask the dude who was jerking off to my show and posting it on XTube. Ding. All right, CNN has posted an incredibly weird video. It's not a full news report, per se. It's just people auditioning for the Aflac duck. You know, Gilbert Gottfried was fired for making all those Japanese jokes after the tsunami and everything. So they're looking for a new Aflac duck. You know, someone to provide the voice. And I guess CNN was at one of the auditions. Here's what they captured. It's like the fucking chicken lady from the Kids in the Hall. Do you remember that? Yeah? I'm the Aflac duck. Aflac. Aflac.
Aflac.
Oh, horrible Aflac duck impression. Aflac. That's his duck impression. Hey, I'm the Aflac duck. Aflac.
Aflac.
Oh, awful.
Aflac.
Skydiving.
All right, so the person conducting the audition is saying, all right, do Aflac as if the Aflac duck was skydiving.
Aflac. Skydiving.
Aflac.
Ooh, that's not bad. It's a little too Donald Ducky, though. You know what I mean? I think that's a mistake. A lot of people are going into this audition doing a Donald Duck impression, and that's not what Aflac wants. Crazy black woman screaming Aflac in her normal voice.
Aflac! Aflac!
There's the white dude equivalent. Hey! Aflac! Aflac!
Aflac! Aflac!
Aflac! The Aflac duck's being raped. Aflac!
Aflac!
Okay.
Aflac!
Yeah, that's what's happening. They're still looking for the new Aflac duck voice. I got a couple other random clips here, and then we'll get into the news. The first one comes from Pube Flosser, who recorded his or her bowel movement. It's a morning dump for your Monday. Oh, that's foamy. It sounded foamy, didn't it? Bubbly and foamy. All right, and finally, here is a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. He's a rapper and awful.
You feel this, baby? It's coming straight through you. Wah, wah, wah. Coming back into my life now. Once the beat is made of mine, say what, what, what? What makes you think, girl, that I want you back? Want you back? What makes you think, girl, that I'd have you back?
Apparently you can purchase this on iTunes.
Have you back? Well, the shit and
I hope their servers can handle it.
To me, seriously, my girl.
People are purchasing this.
You know the dudes that you do to me, I'm telling you by now, my dear. You're wasting your time, I'm wasting mine, too. And I know you're trying to work your way around the scene, trying to get me back and have me there right next to you. What you want for me? What you want for me? Something's holding on, and I don't know what it is right now, but I know she wants me back. Cause every time she tries to walk away, something's holding on.
I would rather listen to a constant, never-ending elevator jazz loop version of Rebecca Black's Friday than, you know, 3 minutes of this shit.
Why am I feeling so left out alone, like sitting by myself, like what's with that, what the fuck, you got all these places in town, just let me home again, on my own again, it's making me hate you so, like you got a new deck to blow, I hate you so, what you want from me, you made your choice, you want that
know.
Girl, just
honestly, I couldn't tell you what this song, and I use the term song loosely, what this is about, even.
So close,
something, my Snagglepuss impression,
something's holding on,
Flack even.
And I don't know what it is right now, but
I do audition for that.
No, she wants me back.
I can do my Mrs. Miller voice. Nifnik! Nifnik! Right? Or Cheryl Murkowski could even audition for the Affleck duck.
Affleck, honey. Affleck, stay smoky. Affleck. Woo, woo, woo.
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, of fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, why not help support the program? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Tomorrow I have an extended show, as a matter of fact, so sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. I'm going to fucking puke here. I had lunch and I overate and I feel like I have to burp, but like nothing. Like it's just weird. Stuff's coming up. That's all I have to say about that. If I puke, you'll be the first to know about it. All right, first story we have for you today. You know, for years, I've been boasting, bragging, some would say, about my extraordinarily long taint. I've got a massive taint. Every other body part is minuscule in comparison. It's really something to behold. If you ever get the chance, look at the space between my ass and balls. All right, yes, when it comes to male fertility, it turns out size does matter, but not in your cock and balls. We're talking about the taint, of course. The dimension in question is not penis or testicle size, but a measurement known as anogenital distance or something like that, or AGD. Men whose AGD is shorter than the median length, around 2 inches, have 7 times the chance of being subfertile as those with longer AGDs, according to a study published on Friday in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. That distance, measured from the anus to the underside of the scrotum, is linked to male fertility, including semen volume and sperm count. That's right, I'm all man here, and it's because of my massive taint. The shorter the AGD, the more likely a man was to have a low sperm count. This offers the prospect of a relatively simple screening test for men, said study co-author Shanna Swan of the University of Rochester Medical Center. It's non-invasive, and anybody can do it. Just take a fucking tape measure to your taint. It's not sensitive to the kinds of things that sperm count is sensitive to, like stress or whether you have a cold or whether it's hot out. If somebody's got a short AGD, particularly if they have problems conceiving, I would say to get the infertility doctor because the chances are good that something is wrong. To reach their conclusions, researchers measured the AGDs of 126 men born in or after 1988, a small but statistically significant sample, Swan said. The study did not address what might cause certain men to have short taints, but previous studies published in 2005 and 2008 looked at the possible link between mothers who were exposed to chemicals during pregnancy and the AGD of their infant and toddler sons. Like, who would have known? Having a tiny taint is like a birth defect. Swan, who also co-authored earlier papers, said they showed the correlation between prenatal something exposure, pH phthalate, some sort of chemical, PHTH, how do you pronounce that? Phthalate exposure in shorter AGD. The latest study does not address prenatal exposure directly, but it does answer the question of why we should care about AGD. Oh, I've been caring about my AGD for a long time. I take very good care of my AGD. I baby it. I moisturize it. I exfoliate nightly. All right, second story we have for you today. A prostitute whore shot a client to death when their sexual encounter was interrupted by a woman banging at the man's door, claiming he'd given her a sexually transmitted disease. Ashley Nicole Steele, 21, is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Derek Gray, 40, on February 4th. On Wednesday, Steele was denied bond, and a preliminary hearing was set for April 26th, said State Attorney's Office spokeswoman Tondra Simonton. Steele, a prostitute, had arranged to meet Gray at his home to have some sex. The two went into his bedroom but came out a few minutes later when Gray heard a knock at the door. He got dressed to see who it was, leaving both Steele and another person, identified as a witness, in the home. What the fuck was the other person doing? Just watching? I hope he ponied up some of the cash, you know what I mean? No freebies. A woman was at the door screaming at Gray and pounding on the door. At that point, Steele grabbed a handgun from a table and put it in her waistband. Steele went to the door, and the woman said Gray had given her herpes. The woman also showed Steele text messages that Gray sent her, apologizing that he'd given her an STD. The woman at the door and the witness told police Steele began pacing back and forth. Oh, she's pissed now. Saying she was going to kill and rob Gray. And then she promptly did both. She then heard the front door open and hid. Gray came out and Steele popped out with a gun. He pleaded with her, offered her money, and then ran to the bedroom. She followed him and shot him through the door, striking him once. She then opened the door and shot him two more times. He suffered gunshot wounds to the head, body, and arms. Steele then fled out a window with the gun to a car that was waiting for her. The driver took her to a Walmart, classy, where she bought new clothes, shoes, bleach, gloves, and a baby bathtub. That was probably for one of her 16 children, I'm guessing. All right, she was taken to another location where she changed clothes and scrubbed the gun with bleach in the tub. Steele allegedly stuffed the gun and other items into several garbage bags and was driven to Calumet City, where she put them in various dumpsters. Gray was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy found he died of multiple gunshot wounds. Steele was arrested Tuesday in the 4700 block of South Langley. She was identified by the witness as the one who shot Gray, and video surveillance from Walmart showed her buying the items used to clean the evidence. So there you go. That all happened in Illinois, by the way. Final story we have for you today. Isn't Applebee's tagline or slogan or whatever feeling good in the neighborhood? Well, for one 15-month-old boy, it certainly was after being served a margarita in his sippy cup. Sure. A toddler has been rushed to the hospital after reportedly being served alcohol at Applebee's. A 15-month-old boy was rushed to the hospital after he was accidentally served alcohol in a kid's meal at a Michigan Applebee's. Taylor Dill Reese, the boy's mother, said her son started acting strangely Friday. Slurred speech and such. Heavy burtation. At the Madison Heights restaurant after drinking from his sippy cup, which she thought was apple juice. Spiked apple juice. When Dill Reese tasted the drink, it turns out it was margarita mix. Dun, dun, dun. The boy was taken to the hospital where he was examined by doctors. Family later learned the boy's alcohol level was 0.10, which was over the legal limit for an adult driver. The boy was... I hope that little kid didn't drive home. It's been his power wheels. The boy was later checked out of the hospital. Nobody at the table ordered alcoholic drinks, said Del Reese, so he definitely shouldn't have received one. There you go. That's what's happening in Michigan today. That, my friends, is your Distorted News. For Monday, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, Science Show member, Annie here. So, I'm pretty pissed right now. I tried to download an episode of Distorted View. I was on campus, the college you go to, and they fucking blocked it. First I thought it was my iPod, but it was synced up to the internet. I could download other podcasts. I already tried, and it wouldn't even let me play.
What?
College I go to, you know, all about openness and diversity. And
right.
We just had, like, apparently a drag show. They're supporting drag shows here, but they won't fucking let me download Distorted View.
My show is not that bad. I know Best Buy. I just told you guys about Best Buy blocking that shit.
I don't understand why.
That shit being my show.
We're adults. We can't.
I would write to someone about that, or let me know what college, because I will call them directly. Make them fix that. Yes, caller. Caller.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Freak. This is the Jewish Sideshow member from Florida, and I'm calling in with a suggestion. Tim, you're complaining a lot about voicemails and the way people use voicemails and shitty voicemails and all. Why don't you call your own voicemail line?
No.
Leave the perfect voicemail.
I point out when there's a good caller. You know, when there's a really good one, I will tell you. And then you should model all of your calls after him or her.
Tim.
Yes.
Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Hi.
Calling you with a quick freak moment I had the other day.
I was in a psychology class. I'm taking a class in abnormal psychology. And,
hold on, I have to write something.
Lecturing about his really crazy personality disorder called borderline personality disorder. I'm not going to go into it.
Because
it's long and complicated and shit. Which means we are not that intelligent.
And you're not that interesting.
Talking about,
and I'm bored with you.
Have
asshole.
Borderline personality disorder. Often cut themselves because what happens is they get sort of disconnected from themselves. And sort of
the only thing that feels real, man.
They cut themselves because it sort of brings them back into reality.
Yeah, I've heard that shit before. Whatever.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jeff. It's about, 9:30 on Sunday, 27th. Just wanted to let you know, did you know that Metallica, The Memory Remains, is the name of that song you were talking about on the 25th? I thought I'd just start off the conversation. So, there you go.
All right, thank you all.
It's a Metallica song, you fucking faggot, you nigger faggot. Go fuck yourself, bitch. Whoa!
Okay.
Hello, Timothy James Henson Black Tisha. This is Civil Disrest here, and I would just like to make a comment on the fact that you heard a black man humming. The universe must be unraveling, because seriously, I never heard that either.
Yeah, it's weird.
Especially a big black guy. I mean, I know one black guy who smiled, but he was like gay.
Yeah, yeah, I think gay black guys will smile. I still don't think gay black guys hum, though.
Hey, what up, Timmy Boo? It's Do Behave out in Cali. Just listening to Ain't Gonna Peep Be My Fit Tonight. And it reminds me, have you ever seen, like, those Charmin commercials with the bears where they take...
Yes.
A little bit too much interest in the bottoms of their young ones? And, like, it's so terrifying. It's like bears, like teaching their younger bears how to wipe their bottoms. I mean, beyond that, you gotta check out, I think it was a Pampers commercial, it was a diaper commercial, where babies would go on stage and they'd face their ass to the crowd, and then they'd take the most massive shit they could muster. And then judges would rate their shit.
I never saw that commercial.
Oh man, you just have to check it out. I think that you really like it.
Alright, thank you very much. Enjoy your pot.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet. Two quick things. First, please, please, make me a sysop on the Freakopedia so I can actually...
I did make you a sysop.
Delete the spam and the accounts the spammers are using to create it.
Yeah, I finally figured that out.
You know, editing it.
Yes,
the spam still...
I know.
You remember back when you were running for president, you set up an alternate phone number for your campaign.
Oh, I did.
I think it might be fun if you set that up and gave it out as a number for the freaks to call in to tell their own version of the aristocrats. And then you could just string it together and use it as a Sextastic Tuesday instead of a classique edition.
Oh.
It would, you know, give the freaks the same ego thrill of actually being played on the voicemail line.
Maybe I will. And do you guys remember what that phone number was? I doubt I even have it anymore, because I think the way these voicemail things work is if it's been inactive for a while, then they just shut it down. Oops.
Sudson member here.
What sort of phone technology are you using? I can't hear you. I can't raise your voice anymore. Making me angry here.
Hey, Tim. Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about that couple that buys all the sex dolls. I'm sorry, love dolls. I think I know what happened. They got married, and 2 months later, she had to have surgery, a hysterectomy. And for the last 9 years,
I'm writing
marriage,
a letter.
Her vagina hasn't worked.
I love this, the fucking clicky keys. I can't do anything without you knowing. You know what I mean? If I'm multitasking and typing something on my old keyboard, you wouldn't hear me at all. But now, clang, 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 tap, 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 tap. It's the worst idea ever, having a clicky keyboard. I love it. All right, that is all the time. Oh, are we done here? What was this?
This is his alternative.
Yes. All right. Yep. I have no idea what this call was about.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? All right, later.
That's enough. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Did you know, God? Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Battlegrounds and the battle for the White House from two of our favorite analysts, Roland Martin. Well, I don't know, I'm going to go favorite there. CNN political analyst and Obama supporter.
You know you love me, Kira.
At least Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist and CNN political contributor, is always on time. Sorry, Leslie.